the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yesterday was the very first for the season Looney Hot Dog Night at Rogers Center.
Oh, damn.
Jays beat the Mariners 5-3, by the way. Big up to the Toronto Blue Jays. Leading into the game, we posted on all of our KISS socials a video. And it was Maria going around asking everyone to give their best, like, hot dog yells. Sounds like this.
It's Looney Dog Night tonight.
Yes!
So, give me your best hot dog yell.
Hot dogs!
Wow.
All right, Maria, Looney Hot Dog Night. Give us your best hot dog yell.
Come get your hot dogs! Hey, Roz.
Yeah.
It is a Looney Dog Night tonight, so give me your best hot dog yell.
Who wants this hot dog?
Give me your best hot dog yell.
Hot dog, get your hot dog here.
That's Shem, by the way.
Yeah, hot dog, yeah.
It's Looney Dog Night, so give me your best hot dog yell.
Hot dog!
Okay, that's Dan Mori.
Wow.
The last one.
By the way, last night, 27,000 hot dogs. I was there.
Oh, my God.
Hot dog!
So let me tell you why I'm impressed, because I was going through the comments on IG.
Yeah.
Let me read these to you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with people.
Okay.
You can tell Maria does not like hot dogs.
Come get your hot dogs!
Maria all of a sudden sounds like she was from the Bronx.
Come get your hot dogs!
LMAO, Maria won. LMAO, loved Maury's and Shem's the best. Here's Shem.
Hot dog, get your hot dog here. Here, hot dog,
Shem, yeah. Shem, you sound like a guy who sold hot dogs at a baseball game before they allowed black guys to play. You got that voice.
Yeah.
That is the most old-timey sounding hot dog voice I've ever heard.
Hot dog, get your hot dog here. Here, hot dog, yeah.
Somebody else says, Shem is giving Pauly D vibes.
Yes.
Another person said, if I say Maury, will I receive hate mail? Another person said, Maury won that. Shem a distant second. Roz and Maria are tied for third. And everyone would be afraid to get a hot dog from Mocha.
Yeah.
What the hell, guys?
I don't know.
No. Like,
hot dogs!
Like, if that doesn't grab attention... Somebody else said, Maury definitely won that. Another person said, Shem was the best. I'm really impressed with Roz participating, right?
Who wants this hot dog?
But Shem nailed it. Thank you, Shem, for doing it right and the best way. Roz, I'm getting a hot dog from you.
Who wants this hot dog?
Honestly, I think it's a tie between Roz, Shem, and Maury for the hot dog yelling.
Let me hear Maury again.
This is David Maury yelling. For hot dogs.
Hot dog!
Yeah, that's a good one.
Another person said, Shem for the win. Another person said, definitely Shem. Somebody else said, Mocha sounds like a toddler eating hot dogs for the first time. Maria sounds like she's feeding a family of puppies. Roz obviously offering his wiener.
Wow.
Shem selling his wiener in the 40s.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And Maury experienced a nudist beach for the first time.
Hot dog, get your hot dog here. Here, hot dog, yeah.
Sorry, guys. Shem is the clear winner. Shem number one. Shem hand clap emoji. Shem 100% sounded the best. Shem wins for sure.
Hot dog. Get your hot dog here. Here, hot dog. Yeah.
I disagree with everything.
I know Shem out there sending prohibition dogs.
No, out of all of these yells, gang, I'm the clear winner.
No, my hot dog would be cold by the time you finished yelling hot dog.
Can I tell you why? Because if you don't hear the very beginning of you yelling hot dog, if you miss that first syllable, all
hot
you
dog!
Are is just a guy screaming.
Like, that right there is the winner. Come on. What's wrong with people?
Do I really sound like I don't like hot dogs?
Well,
come get your hot dogs!
At least you get hot dogs. Listen to mine.
People that look like me would never touch them.
Hot dog, get your hot dog here.
I don't.
Hot dogs here.
So
I won.
You.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say for like, you want me to rank them?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Okay. I will. Let me hear them all again. Okay, all again. Go through them one more time.
Okay. This is me, Mocha.
Yes. Hot dogs.
Okay.
Maria.
Come get your hot dogs.
Yep.
Okay. This is you.
Who wants this hot dog?
Okay.
This is Shem.
Hot dog, get your hot dog here. Here, hot dog.
And finally, Dim Amori.
Hot dog!
Oh, this is hard.
That's what she said.
Okay, I'm going to rank them. I'm going at number five. I'm putting Mocha.
Oh, come on!
At number
four. There's no way I'm last!
At number four, I'm putting myself.
Who wants this hot dog?
Yeah.
Okay. At number three, I'm putting...
Don't say Maria.
Maria?
Come get your hot dog!
Okay.
Maria outranks me?
At two, I'm going Damn It Maury, and at number one, I'm going Shem.
My man.
Wow. Yep. Hot dog, get your hot dog here. Yep. Hot dog.
It was tight. It was tight between Shem and Maury.
Hey, man.
Their hams were
tight
close.
Between Shem and Maury.
Roz, you want a bus, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out
thank
to you, homie.
Thank you.
Much respect.
You. I'm not happy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, boy. It's the only thing people are talking about. Monday.
Yes.
It is Eclipse Day.
It's wild. Walter Stoddard, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. You are the researcher programmer for the Ontario Science Centre, correct?
That's correct.
Right on. And you are our expert. You have props with you. What did you bring in?
We have these wonderful plushies available at the Ontario Science Centre. If you want a gift shop. And this... It's the sun, the moon, and the earth.
Okay, great.
And so it allows us to talk about the eclipse, what actually is happening, right?
Right.
You have the moon moving in front of the sun, casting its shadow so that you see it on the earth. It's moving across North America, and that's why it's such a big deal.
When was the last time that we in this region have been in the path of the eclipse? Like, this is obviously what everyone is really excited about because this doesn't typically happen for us, especially like in a city like Toronto.
It doesn't. We have a few partial eclipses in history that we can talk about. One not too long ago that was kind of nearby. Mm-hmm. Well, let's think of it this way. If you were to stand still on the face of the planet and wait for eclipses to come overhead, you'd probably get one every 400 years or so.
That's a lot of waiting.
So you have to be kind of, if you want to see more than one over the course of your life, you have to be willing to move around a bit.
This one feels different, and I don't know why it feels different. Have you figured out, or do you have a reason why this one seems a little more hysterical than the others we've experienced and survived previously?
We did survive previous partial eclipses, that's true. It didn't have this kind of energy. And I think it's because it's so close to total for us in the GTA and for many, many places across, nearby, right, in Hamilton or in Montreal, Maritimes, but also all across the United States. Most of the United States is within driving distance of the total eclipse. So everyone's thinking, let's see it.
Walter Stoddard is here from the Ontario Science Center talking about the eclipse on Monday. They canceled schools, and they did this long ago, right? Because they didn't want school pickup time because it's in and around the time where the eclipse is going to start. They didn't want, you know, kids and parents to be standing up outside, like, looking up at the sun, right? Obviously, the dangers that come with just your bare eyeballs looking up at the sky, right? Could you talk to us about that? Like, why the hysteria and keep... Because you hear the stories, you look up, you're going to damage your eyeballs. Like, what kind of serious damage can actually happen?
Okay, yeah, good question. Yeah, I don't like hysteria, but I'll drop science. I'll lay the facts. So staring at the sun is bad, right? And we know that just naturally. We squint.
It's always bad.
It's always bad. Very good. Exactly true. We naturally respond to the bright light in the sky. We squint, our pupils close, right? And so that allows us to protect our vision. We don't look at it directly. We turn away. The challenge with the partial eclipse and why there's a warning, don't stare at it, is because now we've dimmed some of that light from the sun. We don't squint. our pupils open because it's dim out, but there's still enough UV light that now you're letting in far more UV light than naturally would get in under normal circumstances when you're squinting and your pupils have closed. They've opened wide and they let it all in. And so that's where the danger is.
When the moon is, when it's like totality, right? Even when the moon is there right in front of the sun, I can at night look up at the moon and be okay. But you're telling me that on Monday, I'm going to damage my eyeballs if I stare directly at it when it happens at totality?
No, it's total. So, and that's the trick, right? So you gotta make sure if you're in a partial eclipse, wherever you are, if it's partial, the moon hasn't completely covered it, or if it's what they call an annual eclipse. So sometimes the orbit of the moon is a little further away from the Earth.
Got it.
Right? It's not as close. It's an ellipse. So when it's further away, it won't totally cover the sun in a total. The moon will only cover the sun, and you get this ring of fire on the outside. So there's still light streaming through, still UV. So partial, or if it's not total, you're jeopardizing your eyes. But if it's total, if you're wearing eclipse glasses, for example, and you're in the path of totality, it's total eclipse, your eclipse glasses will stop working. All of a sudden, you can't see anything anymore. Mm. There's not enough light to see through the eclipse glasses. You can take them off, and you can look at the total eclipse, so long as you're in a total eclipse, because now that light is blocked. So now, yes, now it's safe to look at it.
But then once the moon starts moving,
put those glasses back on, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all of this can be ruined by clouds.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Because, they're actually calling for clouds on Monday now, right?
Yeah, I'm not listening to the weather.
So that's just such a pisser.
So,
like, all of this, they build a million people in Niagara Falls.
State of emergency.
State of emergency. Everything and clouds. Like, we're at the mercy of clouds.
Yes. But you want to hear something cool. So if the clouds are thin enough, you may still get the experience of everything dimming because the moon has moved in front of the sun. Some of that light is blocked. So everything dims. You might even feel it cool down. Animals may even start packing up, going to bed, waking up because they think it's night. Right. So it's kind of neat to kind of watch for those things. If you happen to have a pair of eclipse glasses, if the clouds are thin enough, you might be able to make out, because the clouds are scattering light, right?
Uh-huh.
And so this will filter out the scattering of the light. And an experience of a fellow scientist, they put them on, and they saw the eclipse through the clouds. If the clouds are thin enough, but you're right, enough clouds, we're done. We can't see through them.
I don't want to get into like supervillain conspiracy theories here, but you, as a man of science... Hmm. Do you believe that somewhere, some government, whether it be the USA, China, whatever, have already developed a way, a machine to move the clouds that we just don't know about?
Wow, that's an interesting conspiracy theory.
Like I said, supervillain technology. I don't know what they would use it for.
You need to get off YouTube.
Okay. I'm just saying, because now would be a good time.
Real quick, before we wrap things up, Walter, on Monday when the eclipse happens, do I risk damaging my phone if I try to take a picture or shoot video while it's happening?
Oh, that's a good question. If you were to shoot through your eclipse glasses, you might get a really nice view. That way you don't have the extra bright light going through. They do have special filters for cameras. I'm not quite certain about the risk that you take in trying to take a picture. It's the same amount of risk, I guess, taking a picture of the sun itself.
Mm-hmm.
They're hiding that technology with the cloud movies. Yeah, all the way.
Yeah. Walter Stoddard from the Ontario Science Center, thank you for joining us on The Roz and Mocha Show.
My pleasure.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Total eclipse day today, Roz. State of emergency in Niagara Falls. Mm-hmm. Everyone's heading there, or everyone's already there.
I think my favorite tweet about the eclipse so far was, it just simply read, "I hate to spoil the eclipse for everyone, but you guys know that Bella picks Edward, right?"
Nice. Let's get the mayor on the phone. The mayor of Niagara Falls, Jim Diodati. Hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How are you?
I'm awesome. Good to hear from you guys again.
Good. What are we going to do about these clouds, mayor?
You know what? It's not that bad down here. It's just a thin layer, and I think the power of the falls is going to push them away and expose the sun. That's what's going to happen.
You guys were expecting upwards of 1 million. Now that it is day of and the sun is up,
what's it looking like? How close to that number do you think you guys are going to get down there?
Oh, man, it's going to be so hard to say. For sure, hundreds of thousands. If we hit the million, you know what happened? After the region did their declaration of emergency, it scared people off. We had a lot of cancellations. It's unfortunate, but I can tell you the excitement. I was at the grocery store last night. All Americans buying their groceries. There's people camping out in the parks. It's just the energy, the buzz, the media. It's awesome. I'm pumped.
Where are you, Mayor? Where are you going to be watching the eclipse from? Are you going to be mixed like in with the people? Are you going to be at home? Where are you going to be?
No, I'm down here right by the falls. I rode my bike down here. I had a bunch of media from City Hall, rode my bike in, so I just locked it up. Now I'm going to be with everybody. I want to be with everybody as they ooh and they awe with the roar of the falls, with the sun completely being blocked. I want to be right here with all the energy.
There was a lot of hysteria going into this, and not just from Niagara Falls, but everywhere. I was watching a lot of stuff over the weekend where people were talking about provisions to put in your car and what to do in emergencies and all of this stuff. Now that it is day of, and like you said, that a lot of people may have been scared away, what's the mood like down there? Because we were sort of doomsday going into this for a lot of people. How did you feel about that sort of spin on the eclipse?
Well, you know what? You're right. And there's this weird feeling. I mean, think about the last one that happened here in Niagara Falls was 99 years ago. The next one's going to be in 120 years. So none of us are ever going to see another one of these again. And I think the reason we've got headlines all around the world, like I've been doing interviews all over the world. And I think the reason for what's happening and the magnetism of the event is because it's nature. It's not man-made. It's the great wonder of the world, Niagara Falls. It's one of the great celestial events of the universe. It's this total solar eclipse, and it's all happening together, same time, same place. There's something magical about it, and you can just feel the energy. People are buzzed. They're walking with their backpacks, their lawn chairs, their blankets. You can just feel the energy. It's incredible.
Hey, once the moon covers up the sun and it becomes dark for that brief moment of time, are you guys going to turn on the lights at the falls?
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do any fireworks. Some people said, well, are you going to do some fireworks? We said, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to take it all in. And I've got my shirt on right now. It says, I got mooned in the falls, and I'm going to show it for everybody to see.
That may be the most Niagara Falls merch I've literally ever heard in my life.
Mayor of Niagara Falls on the Roz and Mocha Show, Jim Diodati. Before we let you go, do you recommend people show, like, because you know people are going to show up today anyway, but do you have a message for anyone who may be planning on just, like, straight up driving to Niagara Falls today, like right now?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I rode my bike right over the highway, and it's not bad yet. So, and I was talking to the owners last night of the Best Western Cairncroft on Lundy's Lane. They still had 60 rooms at $300. So if you got stuck here overnight, it's not that bad. And it's just, it's once in a lifetime, never happening again. And I can tell you the buzz, I did a bunch of U.S. media earlier this morning, and the buzz is incredible. And I want to be able to say, hey, I was here when it happened. So that's what we're doing. So I tell people, get in your car, but come now.
There's so much going on with the controversy behind the state of emergency. Now that you're out there and it is day of, I know that it wasn't your decision, but seeing the way things are today, do you think it was necessary?
No, I don't. It wasn't. And the declarations of emergency are saved for emergencies, actual emergencies, not potential problems. Yeah. And you save it if there's a train derailment or if there was a blizzard or if there was a tornado. Yeah. But not if there may be one. So no, that's why we never declared one.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed it happened. And as a result, it took a real shot to tourism. These guys were really counting on this. And hey, here we are. But you know what? We're gonna enjoy the spectacle. We're going to take it all in. And I'll tell you, on the upside, though, the international media has been priceless. I mean, every major media in the world. And you know the good thing? After COVID, we got hit bad. Domestic tourism's come back, but international is lagging behind. This is something we could never afford. It's hitting every corner of the globe, and international visitors come, they stay longer, they spend more, and that's what's missing right now for Niagara Falls. So let's hope that all this aside, the international tourism returns.
Mayor Jim Diodati of Niagara Falls, thank you very much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show today. Enjoy Eclipse Day!
Hey, thanks for having me back, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It was Eclipse Day, North America celebrating quite the derp of a day in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
because it was cloudy as hell.
Yeah.
I had my camera set up. I had ND filters set up. I had my tripod. The day just ended up being a big derp. So I watched everything on CNN. And I saw them celebrating in Vermont. Nice clear skies. People were crying.
Look at this picture I got.
One guy proposed to his girl. Look at that. I couldn't see anything.
Nothing.
Nothing.
The clouds parted just a tiny little bit right around the sun at the right moment. But yeah. I'll tell you, the pisser in my neighborhood anyway, is that as soon as the eclipse was over, 3:21, by the time I got home at about 3:35, not a cloud in the sky.
I know.
Completely blue sky.
I had to take
completely blue sky.
I took Cruz to hockey yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And when we left the arena, zero clouds, all sunshine. It was hot.
Yeah.
I was barbecuing dinner yesterday.
Yes.
When we got home.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
It got cold when
the sun went away. It was crazy.
David Mori out in the streets talking to people, taking part in the eclipse. And before he left the condo, his husband, Damon Matthew, was working from home.
Right.
So, of course, Mori had to ask Matthew.
Are you ready for the eclipse?
Am I ready for the eclipse? No, I don't care.
Oh.
What is the eclipse?
I don't know. Everyone's writing about it.
Okay, Matthew, what is the eclipse?
The eclipse. The eclipse is the sun being covered.
Covered by what? Hello?
I don't fucking know. I don't care.
Okay, are you excited?
Oh, yeah, I'm thrilled.
Are you going to go outside?
No.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Okay, thank you. I'm working.
Do you want to see what a full
moon... Go away!
Do you want to see a full moon? Matthew, look at a full moon.
I don't give a sh**.
You just drop your pants?
Matthew, not impressed. And then David Mori hit the street.
It is complete darkness and everyone is silent. We're in the middle of the eclipse. You and I are eclipsing right now. How does that feel?
Awesome, man. I've seen this when I was a young kid. This is great. And we're from BC, so it's really good.
This is kind of freaky.
Yeah, you betcha, man.
Describe the feeling right now. Describe what you're seeing.
Very eerie in this dark thing in the middle of the afternoon, right? Everything's lit up. Watch out for the goblins.
How would you like to see a full moon?
I've shown a full moon a few times.
So that's what I was going to do to you. Are you upset that you won't be able to see the eclipse today?
I'm terribly upset. I want my money back for my glasses.
Do you have your glasses with you?
Yeah, I do.
How would you love for me to give you the opportunity? Don't tell anyone around us. I'm going to let you see the eclipse.
Okay. Is it that piece of paper in your hand?
It is. I have a color printout of the eclipse. Yeah. And I want you to put your glasses on and describe it as though you're looking at the eclipse.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, wow, look at that. That's incredible. Thank you.
What does this moment mean to you?
It means everything. I went out and I got these glasses, and then you saved me.
How would you like to see a full moon?
A full moon, yeah.
Okay, hold this microphone. I'll pull my pants down. You'll get to see it.
I knew that was coming.
Are you seeing the eclipse right now?
I don't see a blessed thing through this.
Describe what you're seeing.
My eyes haven't adjusted to this thing whatsoever. It's just black.
Why? But you're crying.
No, that's because of the wind.
There's an eclipse happening and you're eating a hot dog.
That's right. I like hot dogs.
But you're missing the eclipse.
No, I'm not. It's right there.
I'm sorry. It's so strange to me. Like, I've never seen this in my life.
Describe what you saw. Describe the feeling.
It was dark. And then all of a sudden, it became so bright again.
Is it getting darker out there, or is it just me?
As a citizen resident scientist, the sun is 400 times further away than the moon is. The moon is 400 times smaller than the sun. Total eclipse of the heart is 3 minutes, and how many seconds long?
I think we have to sing.
Turn around, every now and then.
Get to the part where she says eclipse. Total
eclipse of the heart.
Do you want to see a full moon?
Not your full moon.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Podcast.
I got to play this clip from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas from 1979. They had a solar eclipse. They were like back in that line on the last one that happened in 79. And here they are telling everybody who missed it when the next one is.
You missed today's eclipse. You'll have another chance in the year 2024. That's the year that Texas will see a total solar eclipse. This is Pat Couch, the Texas News.
God, back in the 70s and 80s, the way that people used to talk about the 2000s, eh? Uh-huh. Like 2024.
2024, yeah. Like it was so far away.
Yeah.
With our flying cars.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yes. People
second
were probably
home
thinking
on the moon.
You'd be able to be on the moon during the eclipse.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Experience the eclipse while being on the moon.
Could you imagine the glasses you'd have to have for that? If you were on the moon?
You definitely couldn't return them on Amazon.
No.
Don't worry, I already printed up my return label. It's going back today.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Chip Gaines from HGTV. Do you remember
love
those guys?
Guy.
Chip and Joanne.
They have a magazine, they have a book, they have everything.
Don't they have their own network?
Yeah,
yes, Magnolia.
Yeah, so he's now being called out of touch after a comment he made about money while beefing with college basketball fans on Twitter.
Oh,
so,
because he's got so much of it.
All these colleges are reportedly attempting to poach Baylor University head coach, basketball coach, Scott Drew. Mm-hmm. And then Chip, who is a proud graduate from Texas University, seemingly implied that Scott Drew will remain with Baylor because he's not money hungry. And what Chip wrote was, money is boring. Everybody's got money. We've got God on our side. And then everybody was like, says the millionaire, money's boring. Everybody's got money. Like, and then, they lit him up. Oh, they lit him up.
And then he used the Jesus line?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've got God on our side. And our people are like, did God make you filthy rich?
Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
Yes. She's fine.
And now everybody's going like, when somebody says something like this, and listen, you can't, when you're a millionaire, you can't go on Twitter and say, money's boring, everybody's got money, uh-huh. right? You should know better.
Look at the state of the world.
That. Thank you.
Nobody got money.
Right? Nobody has money. You can't go on and say that. But what happens after that is when somebody says that, is then they start going through and like, he's always creeped me out, that guy. No, he hasn't. Mm-hmm. Right? You happily watch the show. But also, you know, Chip Gaines, like they made their fortune in Waco, Texas, where a 3-bedroom house costs $62,000.
Sure.
Right? Like, sure. Yeah, maybe you always have had money. You live in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I get it. Your perspective may be a little off. And then you somehow manage to become like worth $100 million living in Waco?
Yeah.
Like the only one ever? Right? You can't go on social media and say, money's boring. Everybody's got money.
You're not the man.
You can't do that. Also, we've got God on our side.
Amen. Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
That was the lady singing the eclipse the other day, by the way. Who's the best?
Uh-huh. Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
That was the best reaction to the eclipse. I sent you that clip of that Mexican news station that accidentally put that guy's testicles on TV.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, what?
I can't. Oh, yeah. Never mind, Maria.
I sent it to Mocha. I didn't send it to you, Maria.
Yeah. That doesn't appear in the show feed.
There's some stuff I just privately sent to Mocha. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. But it was, I guess, what was happening, what I'm guessing was that people were sending in clips of their social media of the eclipse, things that they had filmed, uh-huh. because they were running a bunch of them. They were running a bunch of clips from fans, and it was their footage from all over the world and everything else. And I guess somebody sent one in where it was a picture of the sun, and then the camera was focusing on the sun. And then just as the sun starts to get blocked out, right, you realize that what's blocking it out is a man's testicles.
These nuts.
And he just hangs them in front of the sun. And that ran. And it was a tight shot, too, right?
Totally. These nuts.
Yeah. Did you see the video, Maury?
No, I didn't send it to me.
No, I don't. Maury, you think I'm sending you testicles? No.
Yeah. No. Maury's like, ooh, the door's open.
No.
Right?
No. Hold on here.
Let me turn off Do Not Disturb for this
hold
one.
Hold on. Let me find it. Give me a second.
Hold on.
You looking for?
No, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
Here, Maury, come here. Actually, no. Wait. I'll show you. Look at your screens right now. Okay?
Oh no.
You don't have to look, Maria. You don't have to look. Okay. You don't have to look. Okay, here. Look.
Okay.
Wait. Okay, here. You ready?
I don't want to look,
though. Okay, ready?
Oh, you do want to look. Okay.
Watch.
Keep looking.
Watch. This is the news, and then they go to another video. You're gonna see it. There's the sun. Oh. Right, you see it, and then.
Oh my God!
Got him! Got him!
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, Masters are on today. It's Masters weekend.
Don't you usually fall asleep when that's on?
The soothing voices? No.
Yo,
gonna try and call and wake you up.
Nope. Nope.
The soothing sounds of the commentators.
Yeah, and then I'm going to probably put the PS5 on later and play a little Masters with my kid.
Oh, look at that.
I'm jealous.
Golf tonight.
Yo, so many pars, huh?
So many pars.
Enough pars.
Hey, you know what she got the other day in the golf game? She got something I never heard before. She got an albatross.
An albatross?
An albatross.
Is that when you hit a bird?
No. Bird is one under, right? And then... Eagle is two under, and an albatross is three under. So she was on a par five and got it in two.
Not a par five.
Yeah, you don't have no idea what I'm talking about golf, do you? You have no clue. Look at you.
Not a par five.
You lumpkin. You don't know.
Albatross?
What'd you call
it? What?
You call a pumpkin?
What did you call it?
A lumpkin.
Oh.
Spoken like a true par five over here.
Well, back in my day.
Yo, that is legit.
Let me just
from back in the day.
Can I just make sure that this isn't a racist thing?
Albatross?
You still talking about the albatross?
I'm just trying to spell it for the notes.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this. A lumpkin. A clumsy, often stupid person. A blundering fool.
Okay, from what year?
A lumpkin.
Origin. The origin. Hold on. You're so dead right now. Origin of the word. What is it? Lumpkin. Bro.
Well, you see.
Lumpkin.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on.
Yo, dating as far back as the year 1773. Yeah. So many pars on that one.
You lumpkin. An astronaut's going to be landing on the moon for the first time ever who will not be American. It's a Japanese astronaut who will land. Biden made this announcement yesterday with the Prime Minister of Japan. 1972 was the last time a human set foot on the moon, allegedly. Mm-hmm. NASA is aiming to send astronauts to a new moon mission in the coming years under its Artemis program. The space agency is also looking to establish a scientific lunar base that could help set the stage for future missions to Mars. Japan will also provide and maintain a pressurized rover to support the astronauts living and working on the moon. The pressurized rover is intended to enable astronauts to travel farther and work for longer periods of time. Great. Overtime.
You know how much they're going to make in overtime, though?
I know. Probably nothing. You're probably just one contract. They're going to send you out there. How many astronauts have allegedly walked on the moon, Mocha? How many astronauts have allegedly walked on the moon?
Seven.
Incorrect.
Higher or lower?
Higher. 12 is the number. 12 what? Is the number. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, Mocha, first did so in which year? Which year was the first moon landing with Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin?
1986.
Uh-huh. I just said the last time somebody was on the moon was 1972.
But you also said allegedly.
But the first wouldn't be 86.
Okay, 70 what?
72 was the last time somebody set foot on the moon.
71.
Incorrect.
70.
Incorrect.
1964.
Incorrect.
Before?
I don't know. You tell me.
Bro,
what? You don't know when the moon landing was?
I'm supposed to be some NASA nerd? No.
A NASA nerd. That's called being human. To know that it happened in 1969. That's human knowledge. Lumpkin. Look at you. Lumpkin.
I said I'll screw up on the par five.
Well, let me see if I got another story in here that you all know about.
Okay.
I can call you a lumpkin again.
You can look up in the history books.
Shush, 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 shush. Oh, in a new poll, they found that most people only use 52% of the information they learned in school in their adult lives.
Uh-huh.
Lumpkins like Mocha.
Yep.
55% of people admit that they rely more on Google than their formal education.
I don't remember anything from, terrible to say, I don't remember anything from high school.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Absolutely zero. Yes. I barely passed high school.
Yeah, yeah. Mocha went to Lumpkin High, by the way. Very small high school in Muncie, Indiana. 81% of people say they're willing to take adult crash courses on things like managing their money, doing their own taxes, and buying a home and mortgages and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You're dead. You know that, right?
Dead. I'm dead?
Yeah, you're dead, man.
I'm dead? Okay.
First of all, no, yeah. I'm dead because my dad's going to hear what I just said.
Right.
About barely passing high school.
Yeah, also the whole moon landing thing.
You know what my dad's going to do?
Yeah.
Like what he did when I was a kid growing up?
Yeah.
He's going to give me homework.
Yeah, I know.
That's due.
Yeah.
Additional homework after school. He gave me home. Before he got home from work at the bank, I would have to complete a full page of homework assigned by him.
Yeah.
And then he would sit, before even any of us had dinner, he would sit at the table and he would mark my homework.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to do those math flashcards?
Don't worry about it.
My dad made up his own, Maria.
You get treated like a lumpkin when you're a lumpkin. Everybody knows that.
Stop trying to make the word work, man.
It's
not going to catch on.
You may be one of the most successful child lumpkins that Scarborough's ever seen.
Oh, this is really starting to feel racist now.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Went to the Toronto Ukrainian Film Festival last night.
You did? How was it?
I did. It was good. The opening movie was good. Two friends of mine started it after the war started. I mean, this is like their second year.
Sasha, it was like actually like motion pictures or documentaries?
Yeah. This was a documentary, but there's other ones as well. Mm-hmm. Chantel Kreviazuk had some pierogies.
Yeah.
Oh,
hold on a second.
Come on.
That's
now.
Next level living.
Yeah.
When you're having pierogies with Chantel Kreviazuk?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was great. It was dynamite.
How many did she have?
On her plate, I believe she had three and then she dipped and she was like, I'm going to go enjoy my pierogies.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, you go enjoy your pierogies.
How many did you have?
I had three as well, I believe. Yes.
Were you like self-conscious because it's like sitting across from somebody as...
Oh, no, I was standing. I was standing at a bar with people socializing and there's...
Wait, what?
Let's be honest. Catherine did all the talking. She did all the talking. I ate breaded shrimp and pierogies and had a wonderful, I don't know how long we were there, 25 minutes, I think we were there.
What other famous people did you see?
Me and Chantel, I think, like that was it. That was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
see, I'd be too nervous. I wouldn't eat pierogies in front of her.
In front of Chantel?
Yeah.
She started it.
Even still, I would just feel like...
She made a beeline for the pierogies.
I feel like a famous person would like judge me for...
Oh, Chantel. I mean, I've known Chantel Kreviazuk for 20-something years. She is not the one who's going to judge you for eating pierogies.
Like if I was standing
Chantel
in a room...
Chantel may dress you down for a lot of other things, if you've seen her social, right? But no, she's not going to dress you down.
Like if I was standing in a room... And like having a conversation with Drake, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sitting there eating pierogies in front of Drake
But what if he starts?
Don't care.
You don't care.
No,
huh?
Because I know it's that at some point when I leave or later, Drake is going to go tell all his friends. Mocha had like five. Yeah. You don't need five.
Okay, I'll tell you the difference though. I'll tell you the difference, okay? Is that I don't know. If you're going to sit down and eat pierogies in front of somebody, right? Uh-huh. Chantel Kreviazuk is awesome. She's a mom of three. She is like no bull. She's awesome.
Uh-huh.
I don't know Drake well enough to know that if I'm eating pierogies in front of him and I get sour cream in my beard, that he's not going to say, hey, man, you got sour cream in your beard. Chantel Kreviazuk is going to use the corner of her own sleeve to take the sour cream out of your beard.
You know what Drake would do? He would quickly text one of his boys who's standing like in another part of the room to take a picture. Right?
Yes.
And then that person's going to take a picture, and then Drake will use that picture on stories.
Thank you.
No,
right?
With some like,
Yes.
Look like a bum, sour cream on your lips. You know what I mean?
I no, yeah. Chantel's not sitting down at the piano.
Yeah, writing a verse.
He's writing a verse.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Question for you. I'm just looking at this list here of the most iconic video game character of all time. Okay?
Oh, easy.
Iconic video game character of all time. It was a poll. So it's not like a writer or a magazine. It was just like a poll that asked nerds who they felt was their most iconic video game character of all time.
Super Mario.
He's at number two.
What?
Yes, I know. I know.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic is four.
What? Oh, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is six.
WTF?
I know.
What about the dude from Fortnite?
Fortnite? What's the? I don't even know who that is.
No, there's multiple people in Fortnite.
Oh, is that the one that guy that dances all the time?
Dance, Maria.
Anyways, carry on.
Hold on. Let me think about this. So it's not Pac-Man.
No.
It's not Mario.
Princess Peach?
No.
Is it anyone from...
Maria.
Okay.
Is it anyone from the Mario universe?
At number one?
Yeah. Like Bowser or something?
No.
Okay, hold on. Who am I forgetting? Come on, guys.
Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man?
No, not necessarily a video game character. He was a comic book before a video game character.
Agent 47 from the Hitman movie.
That's number three.
Oh.
Number three. Mario's two.
Who are we forgetting, guys?
Mario's two. Agent 47 is three. Sonic is four.
Oh, what about
Pac-Man six. Link. Oh. Link from Zelda is seven.
That was Zelda.
Master Chief from Halo is eight.
What about the
Pikachu
guy?
Is 12. Crash Bandicoot 15. Snake from Metal Gear is 14.
Oh, wait. Is it somebody from Street Fighter?
No.
Or Mortal Kombat?
No. I would have said the same thing. However, not the most iconic. If it's not Mario. What is that, Maury? You yellow through the door. I can't hear you what you're saying.
The mushroom from Mario.
Oh, no, not the mushroom from Mario. If it's not Mario, it's not the mushroom, nor is it Luigi.
Okay, hit me.
Get back in there. I knew you were going to say Luigi.
Hit me.
Hit you. You want to know who it is?
Yeah.
Think of nerds.
Mocha.
Okay. No.
Oh, wow.
Damn. You tell me if you agree with this. Above Mario.
Dad,
it's going to be a woman.
Lara Croft.
Oh, I knew it was going to be a woman.
Why did you say it then, perv?
Who's that?
I didn't say I was a perv.
Maria, don't worry about it.
I didn't think about that.
Yes. Lara Croft,
a bunch
Tomb
of
Raider.
Nerds.
Thank you.
Quickly, Maria, quickly.
Yes.
Do a search right now. Google image.
Yes.
And it's Lara Croft.
And then you'll know why she's number one.
Oh, I've seen her before. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Everyone feeling okay?
Yeah.
This is the time of year where some people may have noticed that they're feeling off just a little bit. Time of year, time of season.
Is everybody feeling better this time of year?
Not everybody, you would think. Not everybody.
Yeah, you would think.
Maria brought this to my attention, though, because she's on TikTok like 6 hours a day. And the one thing that's flooding her feed right now and the For You page, people are talking about feeling off because Mercury is currently in retrograde.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yep.
Well, let's not do this again.
It gets better. Maria, what exactly is Mercury in retrograde?
So Mercury obviously is one of the fastest moving planets in the solar system. And it goes into retrograde like on occasion. So it happens usually like four times a year.
Uh-huh.
So according to the people on Earth, Mercury appears to be moving backwards. But in reality, it slows down everything. Okay. And it goes into retrograde.
Wait, I thought it was the stuff in the thermometer. It's the planet?
Correct.
Huh.
What's the date range for Mercury in retrograde?
So right
now, how long do people have to deal with this?
It's from April 1st to April 25th, and it's in Aries this time.
Okay. And what happens to people during that time? Like, what are people on TikTok saying, like, Mercury is in retrograde, I know this because this is happening to me?
So in my professional research on TikTok, what I have discovered is that people are facing big endings and changes to their lives. Feelings of emotions are heightened. They can feel all over the place, but it's a time for, like, deep reflection. Mm. And things are super extremely hectic.
That's all based on what?
An eclipse season as well.
But that's all based on what?
Based on the stars and the moon. And No.
Its effects on people on Earth is based on what?
Mercury being TikTok.
Mercury being in retrograde.
No.
So because Maria is so into this, right? Maria called somebody else and had a conversation with someone who is very much into Mercury, Mercury being in retrograde. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Catherine.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you?
So this is Roz's wife, Catherine, who we know is all about Mercury being in retrograde talk, new moon, old moon, eclipse, this, that, the other.
Can I just say, I was like, the whole time we started this conversation, I'm like, I hope to God Catherine's not listening to this. I don't want to have this conversation when I get home.
Hello, Catherine.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I would say happy Mercury retrograde, but I don't know if people are happy about this or not because this is the time where everyone goes bonkers, I feel. Okay, have you been noticing that your phone's been acting weird?
My phone has actually been acting weird, now that you mention it. It's been acting very weird. It makes me sound like a crazy person, but I will say, during a full moon, like the day after and the day before, people are nuts, definitely. This is like very obvious. I'm always like, it must be a full moon.
So weird. Like, nothing is working. I'm not getting text messages. My phone service is cutting in and out. I'm like, is this a coincidence? I don't know. Obviously, Roz thinks I'm crazy when it comes to this kind of stuff. But do you think he's acting a little different? Do you think Mercury retrograde is getting to him at all?
Honestly, no. I mean, like, he's lovely. I can't say that he's been acting any differently.
They also say that, like, the moon eclipse thing that's happening on Monday also affects everybody. So do you think, because you mentioned the whole full moon thing, do you think everybody's going to be out of whack on Monday as well?
Definitely. That seems like that's going to be a recipe for disaster. Mercury retrograde plus, like, full eclipse. Forget about it.
Does Roxy agree with you on this kind of stuff?
I mean, like, we will loosely throw around, like, full moon energy, but we've definitely never talked about Mercury retrograde. I think she would definitely think I was insane. But wow. I'm all for, like, making something else responsible for things that go wrong in my life.
Oh, see, I think this is where we get along here, because I'm the exact same way.
There is something to be said for, you know, when you sort of have that expectation that, like, things aren't going to go well, that you sort of are more aware of them or something. So I think that I always have to be very careful around those Mercury retrogrades. But then you're like, well, that didn't work. That has to have been Mercury retrograde.
And I think if Roz gets affected, we can all just make sure that he heals his energy. It's fine.
That's all you got to do, Roz. You just got to heal that energy.
Don't involve me. I don't want to be involved in this.
You know why? Because Mercury's in retrograde. That's why you feel this way.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, Tiffany in Kentucky. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Really good. Great. Tiffany, when and where does your hell of a story take place?
Well, I have a few of my scariest stories to tell you guys.
Oh, okay. So, hold on here. Well, wait. Okay. So your hell of a story is scary?
Yeah, it's a scary story. Amazing. I grew up in a haunted house.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Here we go.
You're going to do the heavy lifting on this one, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, there's some...
Grew up in a haunted house. Okay. From the time you were born?
Well, I moved out there when I was about 8. So, like a backstory on how we ended up in the haunted house. The original owners were Mr. and Mrs. Pike, and they were friends with my mom and dad. And, well, my mom and dad was friends with their son. So when they decided that they were ready to downsize, they asked my parents if they were interested in the house. So we go out there to check it out. The husband takes my mom and dad through the house, and they just kind of left me in the living room with the wife. She was like this elderly woman that I'd never met before, but she seemed really nice. Uh-huh. She asked me if I was excited to move out there, and then she kind of like leans in like a creepy way, and she's like, "You're going to love it here. I'd stay here forever if I could." Okay. Well, she meant it because she passed away 2 months later. And then 2 months after that, like all the paranormal stuff started happening.
So what did you notice first?
Okay. So like at first it was just like your typical run of the mill haunted house stuff, like objects being misplaced, hearing steps from empty rooms, you know, just like normal run-of-the-mill haunting. But then she decided, like, okay, I'm going to kick this up a notch, because I was about 13, and this was probably the first time, like, she, like, really scared me, because my brother had just gotten new bunk beds. My brother started snoring, so I was like, screw this, I'm out of here, you know? So I started to climb down the ladder, and I'm trying not to wake him up, and then, like, halfway down the ladder, I see this, like, elderly, witchy-looking, like, white hand slide out from under the blanket. And then before I could even react, she like reaches out and grabs my ankle hard, and I just like freeze up and fall off the ladder. And my mom hears me hit the floor, and then I'm just like staring at this hand, and then it just like slides back under the blanket.
Had there been experiences in that home prior to your family moving in? Had the previous family experienced any paranormal activity? No. Okay.
No. And then, but see, where they were friends with her son, he would call and be like, I think my mom's like haunting my house. And then my mom's like, well, I think things are like happening here too. So then they kind of figured out that she was kind of going back and forth between houses.
You had a traveling ghost?
Yeah, because she would like, well, listen, it just keeps going, right? It like gets more intense as the years go on, because he would call and say, hey, like, I'm sure you're not having any activity there because she's doing stuff here. And then like when things were happening at my house, it wouldn't be happening at his, you know? One time when I just turned 16, and my parents had left me home to watch my brother while they went out to dinner. And then this random storm showed up and it knocked the power out. So we go back to my brother's room, and I'm just trying to keep him entertained with toys and stuff. We're waiting for the power to come back on, and we hear two people arguing in the living room. So we both just assumed that the power came back, and it was like the TV because it was so loud. So my brother and I just kind of look at each other. I tell him to wait there, that I'm going to go turn the TV down. So I start heading down the hallway, and I had this huge Maglite flashlight. But I stopped by the bathroom to flip the switch just to kind of give some light in the house. But the light didn't work. But the whole time I can still hear like the arguing coming from the living room. So then I hear a woman say like, shh, she's coming. And then a guy says like, so, you know, or whatever. And then so I just freeze because I'm like, okay, whoever's in there knows that I'm coming down the hallway. So I'm like, okay, if I got to fight whoever, I'll fight him at this point. I got this huge Maglite flashlight. So I head around the corner into the living room, and then I lock eyes with both of them. Remember, like, I'd met them, so I knew exactly who they were as soon as I saw them. And then they just kind of run into the coat closet. So just like on instinct, I head towards the coat closet and I throw the door open, and no one's in there.
So you saw the old lady, and who was her friend? Who was her ghost friend?
Her husband, because this was like years later, and he ended up passing away too. So he would like do some things, but it was mostly, we thought, her. Like,
she was the ringleader. So how long have you been in that house? Are you still in that home right now? And if so, are you still being haunted right now?
Well, my mom and dad divorced in 2019, and my dad still lives out there. But just like my mom, Miss Pike did not want to stay out there with him either. So she kind of goes back and forth from like my mom's house now and my house.
So your parents got divorced, your dad stayed in the house, and then the ghost moved out with your mom?
Yeah, like things happen all the time here. Like we'll have things turn up missing or, I mean, it's just crazy. My son has heard her. Like one time we went out there, like a storm was coming, and we went out to the basement to get candles. And then he was about 4, I guess. And I'm putting his shoes back on him so that we can leave. And we hear my mom say, like, wait, who's there? And we both look towards the direction of like the hallway where the stairs were that went to the basement. And my son like pushes me out of the way, and he jumps off the couch. He's like, Nana. And I reach out and I grab him, and I'm like, that's not Nana. So I like gather him up, gather up all the stuff. We go out to the car, and I get him in his car seat. And then I'm like trying to just get out of there. And then as I'm backing out, I just see the front door just like slam shut, where she was mad, I guess, that we left.
I've never talked to somebody who shares a ghost among family members.
That's insane.
Which I guess she like knew where she knew us beforehand. I don't know, but yeah. I don't
She's
know.
She's like, what? I'm just part of the family now?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we've kind of just like taken her in at this point. We're just used to it. Or if like things turn up missing, and you know, she even put like, she'll move stuff. One time my mom was wrapping Christmas presents, and then she set scissors down beside her, and then she goes to get the scissors, and they were gone. They were, but you could feel a lump under the area rug, and my mom was like in the middle of the area rug. So we had to move the couch, the end table, and everything, and roll the rug up. And it was like a 10 by 14
so she's a
foot
prankster.
Area rug.
What's the ghost name?
I mean, it's like Miss Pike.
Miss Pike.
That's what we call it.
Classic Miss Pike, huh?
Yeah. She does stuff like that all the time.
Tiffany, you're awesome. Yes. Thank you for joining us on Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
Yeah, thanks. And if you want to hear more stories like this, if you're listening today or whatever, you can follow me on TikTok and all the other social medias under Tiff's Ghost Talk. I talk about my stories all the time on there.
You got it.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Right on.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Take care.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, what kind of runners should I buy?
What?
Yeah, I'm not in the runner world. You know me. I don't wear runners.
What kind of running are you doing?
I'm not. No. I just want to, like, for walking around. I'm not going to be running.
You want walking shoes?
Basketball shoes?
Do you want?
No, I don't want basketball shoes.
Cash. You want leisure? Yeah, just like so many different categories.
Just super cash. I don't want anything fancy. I don't like anything more than one color.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay, well, impossible. Ones.
What?
Oh, what about like all white Air Force Ones?
Those are not walking shoes.
What do they look like?
His feet are going to hurt. He complains everything cracks and hurts.
Fine.
Whoa.
Sorry.
What about those shoes?
What about,
here we go.
You would know these.
Jeez. Here we go. Top 11 pairs of shoes for seniors.
Boom. You know what? Forget my recommendation. Go ahead. Number 11.
Scawny Integrity Walker 3.
Yeah.
The Walker 3s?
The Walker 3s.
I've heard 3s. They're great.
Okay. Number 10.
All right. Vionic Walker Classic Sneaker White.
Number 9.
That's okay.
Yeah. Asics Gel Excite 9.
Oh.
Asics.
Asics.
Asics. Getting religious shoes.
Okay.
Skechers Go Walk Flex.
Oh, hey, yo. Okay, hey, listen.
Hey, Skechers are making a comeback.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg,
Oh.
I like Skechers.
Snoop Dogg promotes those.
Oh. Rockport.
These okay, Rockport, sure.
Really yeah. Good. Hunka Bondi 8.
What?
H-O-K-A-B-O-N-D-I.
Hokas. Those are great running shoes.
Yeah, they are.
They're really thick on the bottom, though. Mm. You might have a lot of bounce.
What number was that? 7?
Yeah. Next one, New Balance 990 V5.
That's a New Balance.
Yeah. Hey, the dad shoes are also in right now. Very stylish
and
as well.
New Balance made a comeback. Big time.
I have a few.
Yeah. Oh, Brooks Adrenaline.
Okay.
I don't know. No. No,
what?
Not for me.
That's too
too much.
Yeah.
That's when when I buy something that has called an address, it's too much. The expectations.
Okay, it's a lot of pressure.
Ortho feet.
Yeah, that sounds like my speed.
Okay,
are On Clouds on there?
Are what?
On Clouds.
Oh,
those are great. I love. They're my favorite running shoes.
Are they?
Yeah, and they have like one colored ones.
Uh huh.
And they have ones for walking or running.
Uh huh.
What about sitting? I need a good sitting shoe.
Isn't that just a regular shoe?
What else you got there, Maury?
Your age is showing, Maria. If you think you can sit in every shoe, Maria, you are sadly mistaken. Some shoes are not meant to be sat in.
Crocs are great to sit in.
No.
I love Crocs.
Go ahead, Dan, Maury. What else?
All of the next ones are New Balance.
Okay, go.
New Balance Fresh Foam.
Uh-huh.
Fresh Foam.
Oh, I think I think you would like the Fresh Foams. What else?
Oh, sorry. Brooks Addiction.
Uh-huh. What else?
Walker 2.
The Walker 2.
What else?
And Skechers slip-ins.
Oh,
you know what?
Number one.
I really do think that you need the Skechers because Snoop promotes Skechers. Who else? Martha Stewart, I believe, promotes Skechers.
These look good.
There's another football player, old guy. What's his name? The guy with the big face and the big head. Oh my God, what's his name?
These look good.
Not Madden.
Hold on now.
Oh, Brady. No, not that way. Shem, you know the guy?
No, I don't.
Big face guy?
Jim Johnson?
With the good shoes? Big face with the good shoes?
What's his name? I don't know.
These look really good. These are promising, Maury. Thank you very much. I really, normally I would be...
Because I was also going to suggest the men's ultra wide.
Uh-huh. I'd call Matthew to find out where to get one of those. he seems to have done all right.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Flavor Flav is on hold. He went from being a member of one of the most influential hip-hop groups in history, Public Enemy, to a global celebrity. He's all over the place at every award show or celeb party, and people just love this guy. Public Enemy will be celebrating their 40th anniversary as a group next year, and Flav just released a new song called Everywhere Man. We welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Flavor Flav!
Yo. Good morning.
You're like, I see you pop up everywhere now. Like, you look like you are having and have been having Whether it's musically or hanging out with Springsteen, like the time of your life recently, what do you attribute that to? Like, where are you right now in your life where you're just having so much bloody fun?
Right now, I'm in a real good point in my life. You know, put it this way, it's an unbelievable point. I'm getting to knock some of the things off that was on my bucket list off, you know, just like meeting Cher was on my bucket list. You know what I'm saying? I got to meet Cher. You know what I'm saying? I got to meet Bruce Springsteen. Life can't be no better, man. It can't be better, B.
What else is on your bucket list, Flav? Like, what else is there to achieve? What else do you want to do? Who else do you want to meet?
Well, honestly, to tell you the truth, man, I want to meet my man Morgan Freeman, man. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I want to meet Morgan Freeman. Yes. I want to get a chance to run across my boy Samuel L. Jackson once again. So we could talk about how I was responsible for part of his career.
Really?
How's that? Explain.
Because when I did my 911 as a joke video, Samuel L. Jackson was one of the paramedics in my video, and that's what helped launch him over the bar.
Hold on.
What? How did we not know that? I know Samuel L. was in Do the Right Thing, Spike Lee, and of course the famous song from that, Fight the Power, Public Enemy. Like, I know there's that connection. I had no idea that Flavor Flav had Samuel L. Jackson playing a paramedic in your music video for 911 as a joke.
That's right. He sure did. He was one of the paramedics in my video. By him being in my video, it helped him. It helped launch him over the bar.
How has he never said thank you, Flav?
He knows.
He knows.
Thank you.
Whoa, I'm looking at this right now. First of all, Sam Jackson has a full head of hair in your video.
Hey. That's when he was able to grow it. I don't know about now.
Hey, Flav, I got to talk to you about this this new song. Let me play a little bit of it for the people listening right now. It's called Everywhere, Man. Flav, talk to us about this song, the idea behind it. Why now did it take for you to release this track?
Well, check it out. It's like, you know, Flavor Flav is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really been still. I've just been everywhere. Me and my partner Chuck was talking in the studio, and he said, "Yo, Flav, we need to do a record about you being everywhere." I said, "You know what? That's not a bad idea, Chuck." So Chuck D sat down, and he started writing this record. And he presented to me. I said, "Come on, let's go. Let's record." So Chuck D actually wrote this record for me. You know what I'm saying? And it's a great record, man. And not only that, but what's so incredible about this record is we used AI to take my voice and do this record in 27 different languages.
27?
Yes. So now you can hear my voice in like over 27 different languages. You know what I'm saying? Very incredible. Very incredible, man. You know?
Let me, because Roz hasn't heard this version. Let me play real quick, Roz. Yeah. Let me play you the Japanese version of Flavor Flav Everywhere, man. Yo, that's crazy, Flav.
Yo, Flav, are you learning these just like sort of phonetically? Like, can you sing any of them in a language that you hadn't before?
I'm going to give y'all a very truthful answer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Flav, thank you so much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show. Everywhere, man. God. Bye, Flavor Flav. And Chuck D is out everywhere. Really quick, before we let you go, next year, Public Enemy will be celebrating 40 years. Do you have any plans for a 40th year celebration?
Honestly, the only idea that I really, really have is for Public Enemy to have a fresh, brand new spanking album to bring to you guys for the celebration. So me and Chuck right now, we're in the lab and we're working, and stay tuned.
When does your, before we let you go, when does your show where you go back to high school come out?
We're working on it right now. The show is still in its shopping stages.
Gotcha.
But we're going to have a network pick it up. We'll let you know what network picks it up, and then we'll let you know.
You go get that diploma.
I love it. Flavor Flav, it's been such an honor speaking to you. You've been, like I said, on a personal note, you've been such a big part of my life in growing up, listening to and living through hip-hop music. Thank you for taking time out of your day, your very busy day, to join us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hey, I just want to congratulate you guys for being able to get Flavor Flav out of his bed wee hours of the morning. Well, I'm in Las Vegas.
Okay.
That's even harder. You know what I'm That's even harder.
Yeah, man. Plus, you know, I am a parent, you know, and I take my son back and forth to school. So you guys got lucky this morning and got me.
You're the best, man. Flav, thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. Congratulations.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Did you guys see, I'm going to
your butt
to you right now. And I feel like with you, Roz, going to the gym every now and then, you need to adopt Lenny Kravitz gym fit. Did you guys see what he posted yesterday?
No. Yep.
I'm going to, hold on, let me email this to the team.
Everything that man does is just sex.
Oh, I saved it. Don't worry.
So he put up on IG, thank God for today. Grateful. Never been better. There are no shortcuts. So seize your day. It is all possible. Love. And he's on like a bench, a decline bench, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And he's got barbells, a barbell, and he's doing like sit-ups, and then he's raising the barbell over his head, right?
Right.
So you get your shoulder workout, your chest workout.
Wait a second.
Your abs.
Wait a second.
My man is wearing leather pants, boots.
Come on.
A mesh top and sunglasses while working out in the gym.
Okay, he's trolling now. This ain't real.
Like, and when you watch the video of him doing the workout, he's like killing it. He's not half-assing this workout. He's doing great.
I don't think anybody looks at Lenny Kravitz and doesn't think that man knows how to work out. But being so on brand for Lenny Kravitz that you post gym pics in leather pants and a mesh shirt with high heels.
It seems like something you would do, Roz.
I mean, I would like to be able to do that.
I'm glad you said that, because one of the comments was, my man never breaks character.
Yeah,
full-time rock star.
Yes.
Leather at the gym, huh? That's one way to bust a sweat, reads another comment. This workout outfit is hard AF. Somebody else said, leather pants, mesh top, and sunglasses in the gym? Lenny is the man. Another comment, man, boots and leather pants while working out is crazy. Always on brand.
I will also say this, that this isn't like a public gym in Lenny's house. I mean, like a private gym in Lenny's house. This is very much a public gym that he shot this in.
Yeah, like a Good Life Fitness or something. Right? Just as public. Even his trainers rock his sunglasses inside the gym.
He's trolling. He's trolling. But it's a great troll, though. Mm-hmm. That's a troll only Lenny Kravitz could do.
Yeah.
Only
leather pants,
only Lenny Kravitz
boots,
could do that.
Mesh top, sunglasses.
Because do you remember when
while giving it a 100?
Do you remember when his daughter goofed on him at his Walk of Fame induction,
where she was talking about
she's seen his more nipples than she's seen him or something like that? I don't know what it was, but yeah.
Well, God, what it feels like with all the sweat in the pants.
Bro,
sweating in leather pants. No, it's not itchy.
It's not? It's you would not. Think it would be itchy.
No, because most leather pants, you never worn leather pants?
No.
Okay, so
never.
Most leather pants, I've had, I don't even know in my life, 4 pair of leather pants.
I think in this room, just you and Maria.
Do you have leather pants, Maria?
Yeah.
No. Leather, not like the black super tight Aritzia.
No, I have leather.
You have leather pants.
Well, I've only bought my leather pants from Aritzia.
Okay. So. So you don't have leather pants.
Then probably not real leather, no.
So leather pants, much like us, you know when you put a high-end suit on and you put the suit on and it has like a silk lining in it?
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Feels so good.
Feels so
body.
Good. That's what my leather pants all had.
Uh-huh.
It had like a silk lining inside. So even if you sweat, like it feels nice. Like It's not a terrible thing to
you don't get hot in yours, Roz?
To sweat in leather pants. I mean, I haven't worn leather pants in 15 years.
But, bro, you should wear a set when you go to the gym today.
First of all, I would need to go to the gym for about a year and a half before I could put the leather pants on.
Put in that work to the gym.
Maybe that's the goal.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello?
Yo, so Hab, it's the Roz and Mocha.
Hey.
What's going
on? How are you?
Good. Happy Eid.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Am I saying your name right? Is that Sohab?
Yeah, Sohab. Yeah.
Okay, Sohab. Sohab texted and said, Muslims in Canada and most part of the world are celebrating Eid today. So I'd like to say happy Eid to everyone. So happy Eid, Sohab.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
I don't know much. Like, I know it happens every year. It's, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's the end or celebrating the end of Ramadan, right?
Yes, exactly.
And yeah, during the month of Ramadan, during that time, you are not to eat or drink anything from sunrise to sunset. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct as well.
And again, with Eid being today, what kind of celebrations happen? What are you doing to celebrate?
So what happens is that you go in the morning, you go to the mosque. I'm just on my way right now.
Yeah.
And then you offer prayers, and then that's it. Like, you meet and greet, then, you know, you give gifts to the family and the kids, and, you know, you go out, you can have family dinners. You wear definitely new clothes. So it's just like a celebration, and mostly like, you know, family dinners and all that. You can do anything, basically. It's not like something specific.
You got to wear a whole new outfit? You got to buy new clothes?
Yo, that's nothing wrong with that. That's amazing.
I know.
What's the fit for today? Did you go and buy your new stuff?
I've already, like, you know, gifted, you know, clothes and stuff to my family and my kids.
Uh-huh.
So that, you know, they can, you know. Let me
ask you this. If somebody comes in with a shirt on that you suspect they've worn before, right? Like, it's not new.
Like, that was last year's Eid shirt?
You call them out on that?
No, that's not a big deal at all. I mean, it's not a compulsion.
Mm. Okay. So, hey, what are you looking forward to most in terms of eating? What's the meal that you cannot wait to dive into today?
So, like, it's basically the sweets, you know, desserts. Basically, that's what something, you know, that's more like a traditional thing. Preferably so, because it's because I'm from Pakistan, and in those areas the way you celebrate thing is by eating sweets.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's something we look forward to do.
So hey, thank you for the text. Thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show. I hope you and your family and everyone that you're celebrating today has a fantastic Eid.
Thank you so much. This is like, you know, this is my best Eid today. I mean, I wasn't expecting that. I thought, you know, I'll just like text and see, you know, if they can say. I was just on my way to the mosque right now. And thank you so much. This is like the best Eid ever. I mean, I can definitely say that.
Buddy, so we appreciate you
just
so much. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Okay, no, that's really a very difficult question, but I'll go with Mocha.
Mm.
Hey.
Cool.
But because, you know why? Because Roz is more like me. I see, like, you know, always trying to be wise and, you know, the older person and all that. So.
Okay, bro, you don't like...
Mocha is like a live buyer. Mocha, you're like a live buyer of the show. So, okay. And especially, you know, as far as I know, like, you deal with the sound effects and all that. So everything is done so timely.
Uh-huh.
So that's amazing.
And I'm just I'm just old? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say that. I mean, you're...
You did.
You're trying to be wiser and, you know, rational about things, you know, always advising good.
Yeah. So but also old too, right? Yeah. So, hey, happy Eid, bro.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much. That's the best thing that could ever happen to me on an Eid. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.